Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe.
Glad to have you here, The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network, you can visit them at captivate.com. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. Very special guest today out of New York and or L.A. In this particular case, Scott is in New York. Scott is the publisher, Scott Donatan, that is, publisher of Entertainment Weekly, which was recently named one of Adweek's 2008 magazine brand leaders in print and online. Scott oversees advertising, sales, marketing, and business development, operations, promotion, circulation, events. He makes coffee and public relations for both the Weekly Magazine and EW.com, winner of the MPA's Best Entertainment Website of the Year and one of the most popular and most comprehensive sites for online entertainment coverage. His bio goes on. This is a short show, so we don't have time to, well, no, we'll tell you more about Scott, and he'll, of course, elaborate on that, too, as well. We've got shortly here Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence. It's called Face Down of Citizen Journalists and how to respond to those. A little bit later on this hour, it is another gem from Gene Bliss, the customer experience. Walk in your customer's shoes. In other words, what are you doing this year to make sure that you're doing your utmost and your very best at the client relationship side, and she'll talk about that as well. There's just a ton of stuff here. Jack in the Box is feeling better. Jack, you know, Jack was in that accident, Brad?
Yeah.
In at the Super Bowl. He had the unfortunate thing where he was hit by a car, a truck or something. And basically what they're suggesting, oh, a bus it was. The CEO of Jack in the Box emerged from his coma March the 4th, newly inspired. But basically what they're suggesting is they got a ton of hits on the website and to view the videos and a whole bunch of get well cards for Jack, you know, get well messages and such. What a great way to carry on a spot and a theme, a common thread, well beyond the Super Bowl and have it make some impact as well. But I'm glad Jack's feeling better. How about you?
Yeah, and I sense that Scott Donatan, who is in our green room right now waiting to come on the show here next segment, is making note for doing something similar, you know, for his own traffic driver for EW.com. But who knows? You know, Ray, Google is declining to comment on speculation that's code for it's probably going to happen, that the internet right. search giant is eyeing Expedia, the online travel agency, as a possible takeover target. Expedia recently cut staff, a move many companies make sometimes before acquisition to make themselves more attractive. Usually they, you know, when being acquired, there's a multiple of current profitability, so they cut the fat. So it'll be interesting to see if Google gets in the travel business, I suppose, huh?
Yeah. .com, right? Is that the one that sings the .com part of it, Expedia?
I think so. And, you know, knowing Google, they'll figure out a way that you can do a search on who's traveling where and when and, you know, really mess up our privacy.
What privacy?
I don't know.
That went away.
I'm not.
Didn't you
I'm
read George Orwell? There you go.
I don't know, you know, about you, Ray, but I'm not so worried about my privacy. If to give up a little, you know, to get more relevant content, you know, through the internet on messaging, both commercial and just overall content, I'm all for it. And I think our advertising industry is going to benefit as well as consumers.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Shamin Abbas is with us here on The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe. Let's listen.
And now, it's time for Activist for Excellence, PR, Publicity, and Crisis Management Instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
One of your greatest publicity allies can also be fraught with some of your most nagging, annoying, and outright nasty enemies. By that, I mean citizen journalists. As I've said in other commentaries, bloggers and members of the homegrown media, and by that I mean those writing content for sites that are not associated with mainstream print journalism and their long tradition of journalistic standards, can connect you with your target consumer in ways no TV commercial or print ad can. In the report, We Media, How Audiences Are Shaping the Future of News and Information, the authors write that the intent of this participation is to provide independent, reliable, accurate, wide-ranging, and relevant information that a democracy requires. But there is a bit of a dark cloud looming in the form of those citizen journalists who have an agenda that is not neutral or unbiased, but rather extremely personal. It's a boon when those citizen journalists like what you've done or what product your client introduces, but they are human beings as well who hold grudges or have extreme reactions and dislikes. How do you deal with those who post negative viewpoints about your client? Some of them can be ignored. If the site or blog is primarily devoted to reviews of many products in a certain category, like beauty products, luxury goods, restaurants, and so forth, it is sometimes best just to let it go while the mass of the net moves on to the next one. If someone posts something blatantly untrue, damaging, or implies your client has done wrong, there are a number of ways to go about dealing with it. You can email the author directly and be sure that your tone is conciliatory, recognizes he's entitled to his point of view, and inquire why or how he came to his conclusion. You can open a professional, respectful dialogue that may well diffuse the situation immediately. Counter the negative publicity with information and facts of your own through online press releases, blogs, Twittering, and comment threads, and so on. You can track the conversation by using Technorati, Delicious, Collectible Intellect, and numerous other sites that track web chatter. Involve legal counsel if the situation is particularly specious or libelous, and tread lightly. Every action you take in this fashion can be catalogued and revealed by the writer on his internet form, and the cycle can continue.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional, with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
Thanks, Shamin. On the Advertising Show, Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth with you, and Scott Donatan just about to join us here. Scott's in our virtual green room, which is a lovely place, I understand. I've never been there before. Before being named a publisher of Entertainment Weekly in 07, Donatan served as publisher at Advertising Age Creativity, where he oversaw the business and editorial strategies and operations across all platforms, including print, online, digital, video, and conferences. And also, he was also Ad Age's associate publisher and editorial director. He's also an alumni of the show, having been on the show early on in its existence. So it's always fun to have Scott back and to talk with him a little bit more. We'll have to find out what's going on in Scott's world at EW.com, Entertainment Weekly, where he's publisher of that venture, Entertainment Weekly, with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth here at the Advertising Show. Tell you what we do. I want to talk about one of the platforms that we use here at the Advertising Show. It's a thing called Tendency. It's put out by Ed Schippel and his crew. It's an incredibly killer website platform that allows you to really maximize your marketing efforts. And the Tendency is cool. Check it out. It's SCHIPUL.com. Schippel.com is the place. So that's what we use. I'm suggesting you probably ought to use it too. Stay with us for more of the Advertising Show. Scott Donatan along with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. And we've got that for you coming up in just a moment.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn, or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillins and Brad Forsythe.
You love Devilman Gum. Double good, double gum.
It is a great thing you've taken some time out of your day to join us here at theadvertisingshow.com. A very special interview today out of New York. Scott Donaton, who is publisher of Entertainment Weekly. What is Entertainment Weekly? It's a leading pop culture brand dedicated to shining a light on great performances, movies, television, music, books, and more to help its audience make the most of their entertainment time. That's what we do here at The Advertising Show in a similar way. Hey, Scott, great to have you back. Welcome back to The Advertising Show.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, Scott, Ray, reading your bio there, you began your career as an entertainment reporter for Advertising Age some 20 years ago. Now you're publisher of one of the industry's leading entertainment publications. So do you feel your career with the Ad Age Group prepared you to eventually become published for EW?
Absolutely. First of all, I need to start out by saying that the virtual coffee in the virtual green room has not gotten any better since the last time I was on the show.
So. We're sorry about that. We really
duly noted.
Sorry.
Good.
We shouldn't use instant. You know, I've said that all along.
Exactly. You know, at Ad Age, really the job, and I started out on the editorial side, was to really understand and know the media business, the marketing business, what's important to advertisers, the role of agencies, the business models of media companies. And then I created the Madison and Vine franchise while I was at Ad Age, which was about the intersection of advertising and entertainment. And I think all of those things together did kind of make it, you know, the perfect intersection of all of the things that I learned along the way was this job. And EW is a brand that I've always had an incredible connection with. I actually covered the launch of EW, which is going to be 20 years old in January of next year.
Wow.
I covered that launch as a media reporter for Ad Age, and so I've had a connection with the brand for its entire lifespan. I had this, you know, wonderful education through Ad Age in the marketing and media business and the entertainment business through Madison and Vine, and so this job really was, you know, for me a fabulous opportunity.
You know, as publisher, you certainly aren't looking for things to do, as Ray again mentioned during your reading of your bio. Do you miss writing at all, Scott?
No, not really. I mean, I love, you know, when I moved over even at that age from the editorial to the publishing side of the business, people ask me about, you know, leaving writing and leaving that end of it. But I think the beauty of what I'm doing now is that I'm in a position where I get to help figure out, you know, what the evolving model is for media businesses and to support a great journalistic business. And you know, I'm lucky to be, you know, I get to talk to our editors every day and work with them very closely. And so for me, what I love is media and journalism and the fact, I don't think I could ever make a career decision that took me away from that, but being involved in that is really what gets my blood going.
Yeah. You know, when you first joined EW a little over a year ago, you were quoted as saying your publication's brand identity had gotten a little lost in the marketplace with the explosion of celebrity tabloid publications. So I'm curious, Scott, what have you guys done, or you in particular, done to differentiate EW from the so-called celebrity gossip category?
You know, the beauty of EW is that it's always been a very distinct property. There's really nothing else like it in the magazine business, and online there's nothing else like it either. There may be various vertical publications that look at certain, you know, and websites that look at certain segments of the business, but nobody takes that full look across movies, television, books, internet, music, all of the areas that we cover. And really, we are about people's passion for entertainment itself. You know, we're not about, we have this great access to talent because we know that they know that we write about, you know, what they do for a living. In essence, we write about these films, we write about the music, we write about the wonderful entertainment that consumers have connections to, and that ultimately at the end of the day is what really sets us apart. There's nobody else who takes that look at the entertainment process. And when you think about it, especially in a time like this, entertainment is really the greatest emotional connector that we have in society, and we tap right into that passion point.
Well, that's a fact.
You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the variety of channels that you guys offer, and we're going to save that for next segment. But before I do that, on a personal level, I guess as publisher, you know, you're exposed to many of Hollywood's A-list celebrities, I'm guessing. So who have you had a chance to meet, Scott, and chat with that made you think, I can't really believe I'm talking to this person?
I think for me personally, and it is a wonderful job in terms of that kind of exposure. But what's really great is talking to someone like a Steven Spielberg, who I've, you know, had the opportunity to meet, and really getting that chance to get a sense of what's on his mind, what's important to him, you know, and how he views the business and the changes in the business, or Jeffrey Katzenberg, because I really think that all of these businesses are undergoing profound change right now, and they're led by, you know, very creative visionaries and geniuses, and just, you know, any chance to kind of access the mindset of people like that as we look at, you know, our own place in this evolving world is a great chance for me to get those insights.
Are you surprised sometimes by the answers you get back from somebody like Spielberg?
No, I mean, you know, you kind of, you know, you expect a, if anything, what I guess amazes me sometimes is just how deeply thought through a lot of these responses are, not just directly in the businesses and the areas that they're involved with, which you'd expect, but kind of the greater sense, the macro sense that they have of what's going on, you know, in the world and in the economy, and how all of those kind of forces come together.
You know, as we wrap up this segment, Scott, who do you guys consider your main competitors? Is it Variety Daily, Hollywood Reporter, or is it more of the? I mean, you're kind of in between the both the celebrity gossip publication genre as well as the trade publications that serve Hollywood, aren't you?
Well, we have an audience of 15 million people a week across print and online, so it really is a mass consumer brand, and you know, one with incredible power in that way, and certainly we're read by the industries we serve as well, but we are very much a consumer publication that aims at a mass audience of that consumer, you know, who loves entertainment.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth with our special guest out of New York this weekend. It's Scott Donatan, who is publisher of Entertainment Weekly. Stay with us. There's more coming your way.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days. There seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze.
You're on The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth and Scott Donatan, our special guest, who is publisher of Entertainment Weekly. He's also the author of a nonfiction book called Madison and Vine, Why the Entertainment and Advertising Industries Must Converge to Survive. That was published by McGraw-Hill back in 2004. But it's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Scott, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Scott, separate of your traditional publication, you offer consumers alternative content channels, as you mentioned last segment. First off, describe those channels for our listeners, please.
Well, we have a very vibrant website called EW.com. Actually, we just came this morning from an awards ceremony where we won two more editorial excellence awards. Our team did for best blog, for our PopWatch blog, and for best use of video on a website. So we really, the digital extension is just such a wonderful way for us to serve our audience with video, with community, with service, with news, with all of the, you know, the great things that the internet is so good at. And we've seen tremendous growth in the audience there, year over year, 49% growth in the audience last year. That kind of growth has continued this year. So it's just it's a fabulous way to extend the brand. We also do a lot of events throughout the year, both for consumers and some for our partners in the business as well, and some for the industries that we cover. And so, you know, at the end of the day, there really is, what is the mission of this brand, and what are the various ways we bring that out from the magazine to the website to the events that we do, all of those different consumer touch points.
So where do you see, Scott, revenue growth coming from these alternative areas?
You know, you really see it everywhere. Increasingly, both consumers and advertisers want these different paths to the same information and the same audiences. And I think these brand extensions are a great way to serve those. And really, at the end of the day, it's about following the needs of whoever you're serving. So if you're talking to an advertiser, it's about really understanding, okay, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve in the marketplace? I know my audience. I know our products. And I can, you know, help you figure out which of those assets to best leverage to meet your objective. So it's really not about trying to push growth in any one particular platform. It's really about, here are all the various ways we talk to the audience. Here's their mindset when they come to these products, understanding what people are trying to achieve and then making that connection.
Scott, is talking with advertisers and developing those kind of programs a new role for you with Entertainment Weekly?
It's something I started doing, you know, at Ad Age as well, when I moved from the editorials to the business side. And it's really one of the most exciting things I do, because it really is a challenge of making that connection to the audience first and foremost. It's really about understanding. So we know that our audience, for example, these are people who like to know things first, who are early adopters of new technologies, who are very open-minded. In fact, they come to our brand, if you think about it, to find out what they don't know. They come to us to know what is the next big thing. And we see that their behaviors kind of translate across all of their behaviors as consumer, because ultimately they see themselves as the authority among their friends, the center of their social networks, and they want to be informed with this kind of currency of knowing what's first. And so it's really exciting, because to me that's what it's about. It's really about that audience and understanding the emotional connection that the product has in their lives and how to bring that to life in a very innovative, creative way, because advertisers these days know that it's not just about, you know, running an ad page or running a banner on a website. It's about doing things that are just as compelling and engaging for the audience as any of the content that you're delivering to them.
You know, continuing a little bit about the brand and EW, you expanded Entertainment Weekly's presence at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival this year. And before we talk about the new programs you launched, Scott, at the festival, I'm curious, how much of this new expanded role at Sundance was about brand building versus, I guess, revenue generation?
You know, we've been involved with Sundance for 18 years as a presenting sponsor. And it's constantly evolving, but just a very wonderful connection. And ultimately, when you get involved with programs like that, it really is just another way to bring the brand sensibility to life. I think that a lot of times what you're looking to do with events is really kind of say to someone, okay, I've told you what my brand is, but now I want you to experience my brand and live my brand and see my audience, you know. And Sundance has just been a wonderful fit for EW over the years. In doing that, it connects with a very similar audience, it connects with the values that we have, and it's a great chance for us to you know, again, do everything from our photo studio where we have all the talent that Sundance passed by, to the consumers and the film lovers who are there because of that love for great movies, you know, to our advertising partners who get to see close up, you know, our audience, the product, and experience the power of the brand.
On the Advertising Show, it's Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth. Our special guest is Scott Donathan, who is publisher of Entertainment Weekly. We'll continue our conversation with Scott here in just a moment. Stay with us.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Here are some most happy fellas, the four lads before.
Standing on the corner.
Back then, selling a car was a lot easier to do when it was just the four lads singing that one on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Scott Donaton is our special guest, publisher of Entertainment Weekly, and he was named one of the 21 most intriguing people in media by, is it Min Magazine or MIN Magazine? I don't know which one. Min, okay. Which noted in a profile that he has the uncanny ability to anticipate the next thing. So do you know who's going to win the World Series this year?
The Yankees.
Of course, that was the right answer. Of course it was. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys.
You know, that list was only 20 originally. They had to expand it to include Scott. I don't know if you knew that, Ray.
I think that's fine. I'm glad they made room.
Smart move for them, by the way. Let's talk a little business, Scott, for a second. How are your ad pages and rate base holding up for 2009?
You know, we've seen wonderful growth in our readership. Obviously, this is a challenged media environment for all media properties. What we focus on is the consumer story and the audience that we're serving. And in that way, you know, we had 6% growth in newsstand sale in the second half of last year. We had 12% growth in our total audience. We have, you know, our average subscriber has been with us for 4 years. And we did a redesign in June of last year, and we've seen the highest subscriber satisfaction scores in our history since we did that. So,
wow.
The consumer story is absolutely vibrant and strong and wonderful.
Yeah, I'm curious, any new an opportunity to plug your own upcoming opportunities with your publication? Any new advertising sponsorship or brand integrations in the plans for EW this year?
You know, we've actually got a number of exciting things which I'm now going to, after that tease, that I can't talk about yet because we're working on some cool programs with partners which start coming out actually with our next issue, which are things we've never done before and some really great innovative things, but things that until they're out in the marketplace for competitive reasons, our partners don't want us to tell you about.
We understand that.
But we actually have a great section coming out in our issue this week that really looks at the new 3D and the explosion of films, which kind of starts with the upcoming Monsters vs. Aliens and this real D experience, which really the next evolution of 3D is not about things popping out at you so much as immersing you in the entertainment. In a lot of ways, there are people who believe this is going to be the next thing. And we've got HP, Intel, McDonald's, and our partners at DreamWorks really involved in that program to help them get out the story about the new 3D.
Get your glasses ready.
We do have our glasses in the issue, and that's something that we're actually doing. Entertainment Weekly is doing it. People's doing it. Times doing it. Sports Illustrated. Across our Time Inc. properties, so we're doing that in conjunction with some of our sister magazines, all of them suited to their editorial products and their audiences.
Cool.
Well, when you can, make sure your publicist sends Ray and I a press release, and we'll make sure and pass that along to our audience, Scott.
Don't forget the glasses either.
Yeah, I'd like to get you to weigh in, since you're so close to what's going on with the changes to late-night television. We've got Fallon here a few weeks into his program, and Leno moving to the last hour primetime, and Conan taking over for Leno. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think this is just sort of an incredible reordering, and I think the most impactful thing we'll see when Jay Leno's show goes daily in that 10 p.m. time slot for NBC, because that will really change the way primetime is thought about by networks, by audiences. You know, we've never had a move like this, and at the same time, you have this kind of reordering of the late night landscape with Conan moving up against Letterman and Jimmy Fallon and his new slot. And I think really the winner in all of this is the viewer. And in general, in television, I think television programming has improved dramatically in the last few years, and the innovations, and it's really an industry that's trying a lot of very new ways of doing things. And I think what NBC is experimenting with Jay Leno is going to be watched by everyone and will impact television going forward, and the idea of prime time and how many hours are produced by these networks and what the offering is, for the audience.
Sounds like you're in a changing industry. You're also keeping up with it at Entertainment Weekly. And we are out of time, Scott, unfortunately. But continued success with EW, and let's keep in touch here, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Brad. It was great.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, and more in just a minute.
There is somewhere better to get inspired creative ideas. This is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a new corporate identity ASAP and on a tight budget, they got the impossible. 170 creative solutions to the client in just 24 hours, from brief to deadline. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put it to the test. Just go to OpenAd.net and give us a try. And what have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. Hawaiian punch is made with 7 kinds of fruit.
Scott is such a great guy to talk to all the time. What a wonderful person to get to know, and wish him the best here is with Entertainment Weekly as well. And continued success with that publication. Not only that, but in his career as well. So it's Scott Donaton, Entertainment Weekly. And next week it's Pam Horan, or Horan. I don't know her name, but Horan would probably be correct. Online, yeah. Publishers Association. And so we'll talk to Pam, and we'll find out how she pronounces her name on next week's show. A long time ago, we had gas station television on, gas station TV.
Yeah, right.
And it really is kind of cool, but this protocol is growing. GSTV has a network of now 5,600 screens in 19 top markets. And basically, the reason that's brought up is because there's a new Ford Fusion. It's a Fusion Hybrid 2010. And it's basically on gas station TV or GSTV, 5,600 screens, and basically Ford's campaign uses a combination of 30-second and 10-second ads. They're called Echo ads. Ford is the first advertiser to use GSTV's new Echo ad since they were tested last June. Results of the test conducted by Nielsen showed that shorter length spots were equally as effective as the 30-second spots, and in many cases had higher recall to deliver a better return on investment. Of course, you got the frequency and all of that kind of good stuff. So they're doing good. I think it's kind of cool. They've got JWT Detroit did the 10-second Ford Fusion ads. They're more like animated billboards showing a car moving to the front of the screen and ending with a message, "Drive One," along with the Ford website. The 30-second ad includes the sound. It expands on the We Speak car theme. So that's what to look for, too, as well. At a gas station television set near you.
I think a great attention getter for any one out there that's thinking about advertising on GSTV would be the striking of a match or something while it's, you know, right there near the pump. Have you seen Jay Leno's spoof on, he has like a anchor guy that he has set up and then they...
yeah, exactly. Boy, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Channel that into a service gas station. What am I saying?
Yeah,
he does a great job with that. It's amazing how many people aren't really paying attention to that, and they have to really try hard to get their attention. Which I don't know what that says for GSTV. But
well, here's another one. How about this? Well, we got to take a break here for Gene Bliss.
Yeah.
But how about this?
Yeah.
Hey, stick 'em up. Ford.com. Well, Gene Bliss is with us now. Boy, she'd be mad if she knew. Walk in your customer's shoes. Hopefully they're the right size. Let's listen.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
USAA provides auto and home insurance to military members and their families. Now, while new hires are not required to be from the military, they definitely must understand military life. So new USAA employees wear the military helmet and feel the weight of the backpack and flak vest strapped to their back. They eat the MRE, which is meal ready to eat, that soldiers eat in the field. New recruits are brought to attention by military personnel and are deployed to orientation via a replica of a military deployment letter. They learn to know the people behind the uniform by reading letters from soldiers and their families, which creates a personal connection with their customers. And it sets the stage for how they serve them. This year, make sure that you and your people walk in your customer's shoes. Ensure that everyone can describe a day in the life of your customers. Understand what keeps them up at night. You need to understand your customer's life to serve their life. Commit to increasing that understanding in 2009.
This has been your weekly installment of the Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights from major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Thank you, Gene Bliss, on the Advertising Show. Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth. What were you about to say before?
Before I say that, your idea about stick 'em up would have to be a midnight to six creative strategy as opposed to daytime at the service at the gas stations.
Somebody's
anyway,
come back with a comment about that about 2 minutes.
Yeah, probably. I was hoping to ask Scott, but then on the other hand, I did want to get off, you know, message of what we had to talk about with regard to Entertainment Weekly. But apparently, according to the New York Observer, weekly trade magazine Advertising Age is having a little bit of a trouble. Apparently, the weekly trade magazine is going to be cutting the number of issues it prints per year from a high of 50 in 2006 down to about 43 to 44. The magazine recently laid off four people late last year from the publishing side. But apparently, I don't know how you choose which, you know, weeks you're not going to publish. So they're going to be about, you know, 9, 10, 11 short this year. And, you know, if it keeps it people employed, I think maybe that's a smart move rather than, you know, skeleton crew and trying to get it out every week, I suppose.
I guess so, and I guess it's reality that people are making adjustments, and I hate to really to hammer the print industry as far as newspapers and stuff and the Hearst Corporation in this particular case, but the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says it is printing its last edition that was in the news this past week. The paper's owner, Hearst, said the PI will become the nation's largest daily newspaper to shift entirely online.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to hear more and more of that, Ray, as some of these other publications go out. I think they'll shift to an online version. And I heard our friend Bob Garfield on the media. I listen to that program occasionally through their podcast. And he was mentioning about, he was assuming that when they go away traditionally, they go away through their online version as well. And I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case going forward.
Well, things are changing. There's no doubt about that. Seattle follows Denver, becoming the second major city to do this so this year, losing a daily newspaper. The Rocky Mountain News closed after its owner, Scripps, couldn't find a buyer. In Arizona, Gannett's Tucson Citizen closed, leaving one newspaper in the city. Last month, Hearst said it would close or sell the San Francisco Chronicle if a paper couldn't slash expenses in coming weeks, so maybe they should take some advice from the folks at Advertising Age and keep it real and keep it going.
Right.
You know, so yeah. Who knows? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show today, by the way. Yeah, we're out of time. You were going to say something there. You have something quick to say yet?
No, just see you next week.
Okay, well, that's a nice thing to say. I like that. We've got Pam Horan, Online Publishers Association, with us next week. Looking ahead, too, this is gets us into April as well. It's Pat Hanlon, founder and CEO of Thinktopia. Sounds like a great place to go, doesn't it? So we'll get that as well. Hey, tell your friends about the Advertising Show. Great opportunity to learn a whole bunch and listen to some great interviews, too, as well, at theadvertisingshow.com. Being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit them online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network. They were written up, actually, in one of the publications we got this past week. You can visit them online at Captivate.com as being a very successful venture as well. With Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. We'll see you next week.